بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين. قال أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام لكمال بن زياد: إن هذه القلوب أوعية، فخيرها أوعاها. الناس ثلاثة: فعالم رباني، عالم رباني ومتعلم على سبيل النجاة، وهمج رعاء. Amir Mumin alayhi salatu wasalam had said to Kumail in this hadith that people are of three types. In other words, a scholar who is Rabbani, a divine scholar, and a learner or student of Islamic knowledges and sciences, who is learning the knowledge on the path of salvation, and flies, who can be inclined toward with any wind, get blown away with any wind. It's our responsibility in this time to learn as much knowledge as we can, specifically our duties, our divine duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our wajibs, and learn about the forbidden acts, the harams, so we can abstain from that, so we don't end up doing anything that displeases Allah out of ignorance, and we do what our Creator wants us to do. So learning the knowledge is the fundamental and basic responsibility of every believer. And when the children reach the age of Islamic maturity, they should be empowered. They should have been taught already by that time, so they can start practicing the divine duties and perform their fariḍa towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala successfully. Starting from learning our belief system with concrete logical evidences, and then learning about the al-ahkam al-shar'iyya, the Islamic rulings of the shara', so we can practice and we can worship Allah as He has commanded, and follow the footsteps of the Rasul and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam's walayat, and serve the walayat of the Rasul and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the tawfiq for all of you. Thank you.